president's plans for student loans.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And later this morning, President Obama will unveil his ideas for a federal budget. It is expected to include a proposal for higher taxes on the wealthy, as well as trims to Social Security. It is also expected to include a plan to change the way student loan interest rates are set. Right now, those rates are set to double in July. Sally Herships reports.
First, let's get this straight.
It's important to point out that the interest rate that is going to double is not on outstanding loans.
Jason Delisle is director of the Federal Education Budget Project at the New America Foundation, a think tank.
The interest rate that's going to double is on a subset of loans for undergraduate students for the upcoming academic year.
Delisle is talking about Stafford loans, which are capped at $5,500 a year. He says, even if the interest rate doubles, it would only mean paying about $9 extra a month.
Over the course of repayment, it's a lot.
Ethan Senak works with USPIRG, a public interest research group. It recently released a report saying the government stands to make billions off of student loans.
By the end of a student's college career, when they enter in repayment, they'll see a cost increase of between $4,000 to $5,000.
But the larger issue, says Senak, is that the government shouldn't be in the business of profiting off of higher education. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.